This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Bring up anything you want here. Our number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. As we continue here into the second hour of the program, you are, as always, invited to bring up whatever you want. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Daryl.
We, for those of you just tuning in, we're talking about a hit piece against cryptocurrency appearing in the New York Times technology section. Back a few days ago, this was February 5th, so that would have been Monday when this was published. Basically talking about, of course, the drop in price of Bitcoin, which a month ago was, or a month or so ago, was as high as $19,000, and it's now at around $7,000 or $8,000. So it's been a precipitous drop, and of course that has resulted in, as you might expect, the very people who claimed that it's a bubble coming out and saying how right they were. Now, of course, others would say it's still part of a growth curve, that this isn't a bubble, that it's just a temporary downage, and that in the beginnings of years previous, there have also been droppage in the Bitcoin price that has ultimately then recovered later on in the year. And they say that has to do with the Chinese New Year. I don't know whether that's true. Speculation certainly seems to kind of line up. So as they go on to talk about some of the scams, and the claim here in the article is that if only we had the government around, we would be able to. You hear that?
I'm hearing something. It sounds like somebody driving down the highway.
Yeah, it does. Weird thing is it's coming from our network. Anyway, so heads up to GCN. There's like some sort of noise coming down the line at us here.
Maybe they're driving down the highway.
Could very well be. Government agencies here, they say, have shut down a few notable frauds. They mentioned BitConnect, an operation that had been grown to be worth $3 billion. I don't know if we talked in detail about BitConnect on here, except for the fact that they were targeted for shutdown and that they really became prominent after there was some confusion around their ticker symbol, BCC.
Right.
Which last year there was Bitcoin Cash, which forked from the original Bitcoin. Back in August, it was the first time Bitcoin had ever forked, which means it split the blockchain.
First time there was a fork of the blockchain. The code had been forked numerous times.
Right.
And that's an important distinction.
Yeah, and this means that the blockchain, which is the guts of the operation, basically the technology that is an open ledger, a public ledger, a decentralized and distributed ledger, that there was a difference between the different teams, if you will, that were trying to program or move Bitcoin ahead into the future and get through some growing pains that they've been having, and they couldn't agree on how to grow Bitcoin, so they just said, well, rather than try to keep disagreeing or agreeing, we're just going to split off and do our own thing, and they did, and they created two competing forms of Bitcoin. One of those was Bitcoin Cash, and they wanted to use the ticker symbol BCC, and they started touting BCC everywhere as though it were their ticker symbol, and BitConnect already had been using BCC, and so BitConnect got all this investment in people who were like, I want Bitcoin Cash. And they went, I'm going to buy BCC. And they went and bought BCC, and BitConnect's value shot up big time in that time frame. I had not heard of BitConnect before that had happened.
Nor had I.
Right. And now Bitcoin or BitConnect is done for, or at least that variant of it. I heard that some of the other scammers, I guess, launched a sequel to BitConnect or something like that.
Oh, I've not heard that.
I don't know. I haven't been paying close attention to it. But anyway, of course, the U.S. government can point to this now and say, see, we're protecting you. See, if you would just let us in here and we can do more regulation, then you'd be even more protected from things like BitConnect. Don't you want to welcome them into the Bitcoin business, Daryl? I mean, they're here to help.
Oh, wait. So they would wind up protecting us the same way they protected us from the housing bubble that the federal government actually wound up creating. Mm-hmm. They're going to protect us from the higher education bubble that, oh, wait, no, they, again, are creating that bubble.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to protect us from these businesses getting too big to fail. Oh, wait, no, they enabled that to happen. all of these problems that they can protect us from are things that they either intentionally created or enabled.
According to the story...
Not just allowed, but enabled. And that's an important distinction.
Regulators have not gotten near most of the brazen schemes, however, that have popped up in the last year, many of which have been attacked by hackers first or simply shut down by their operators after money had been raised. So wait, what they're saying is the hackers went after the scammers? I mean, that's what they're saying here is that, oh, well, the government didn't get near most of the schemes because hackers took them down. So, turns out we don't need the government anyway. If the hackers don't like something, they'll just go in there and destroy it. Some of them will.
And these are, you know, the good hackers.
Right, the white hat hackers.
Yes, we're not talking about, you know, like nefarious evil where we're hacking into and stealing your credit card information.
Right. The new virtual currency Proof of Weak Hands Coin, whose creators referred to it as a Ponzi scheme on Twitter and used a pyramid as their website logo, raised $800,000 before hackers got into their systems last week and drained their funds. Another pyramid scheme, MMMM, which was shut down in an earlier incarnation by the Russian government, has been revived thanks to the popularity of Bitcoin and is operating openly with particular success in Africa. One challenge facing regulators is that it's unclear how much of the deceptive activity they can legally control. And that's one of the points that I think is important to make here. As we mentioned earlier, New York may indeed have a bit license that does run businesses, many legitimate businesses, out of their state because they don't want to jump through the licensing hoops. But they can't stop cryptocurrencies. They can try to regulate the companies that pop up around cryptocurrencies, but the cryptos themselves are basically protected by their distributed decentralized nature, meaning that they exist simultaneously in thousands of locations all around the globe under several different political jurisdictions. The government, even if there was a world government, wouldn't be able to stop cryptocurrencies.
But even if there was, and I'll just, you know, play along and go off of this, even if there was a world government thing and there was an outright prohibition of, we are not allowing cryptocurrencies. Anybody that uses them will go to jail.
Yep.
That's going to work about as good as the prohibitions on weed.
Certainly. I mean, it would go underground as weed sales have gone underground, and that may result in fewer products and services being offered for cryptocurrencies in the open market, but it won't go away. It'll never go away. People will still continue to use them for black market purposes.
And, you know, some prison guard somewhere will smuggle a Bitcoin into an inmate because... they smuggle weed, like...
Well, I mean, that doesn't make much sense unless the inmate has an internet connection, which most of them don't. That's probably not going to do them any good. Because you can't smuggle a Bitcoin in your butthole, you know?
Right, but you can get somebody a smartphone, and
that's true.
You know, because there was somebody in jail that called you from a smartphone.
That's true, it happened, supposedly.
Oh, where?
They texted me, they didn't call.
But whatever, they were communicating you
while
with
in
you
prison.
While in some kind of lockdown on an unauthorized device.
Yep, I don't know if it was smuggled rectally, but it was definitely smuggled to them somehow by a guard. Anyway, some online groups try to openly manipulate the prices of digital tokens in what are known as pump-and-dump schemes. Similar schemes involving stocks are illegal, but people operating the groups recently told BuzzFeed they didn't think the same rules applied to virtual currencies. Many schemes have been able to expand quickly because they don't use bank accounts and therefore don't have to win approval from established institutions.
And... he mentioned that, you know, pump and dumps are illegal in the regulated stock market. I think what's illegal in the regulated stock market is if you have some kind of coordination with someone in the business of we're going to inflate the price here.
Insider trading.
Yeah. So insider trading. But the pump and dumps generally are investors in the crypto. It's not the, you know... insider in the company. Sometimes it might be, but then there's also the whole thing of cryptocurrencies. The ledger is supposedly immutable. Asterisk, see Ethereum.
Mm-hmm.
But with, you know, the regulated economy, no, we're just going to go back and undo all of these transactions that happened on March 42nd. And yes, I realize March 42nd is not an actual date, but since we're changing records,
yeah,
we can make
not?
March 42nd be a date.
So instead, they're able to use virtual currency wallets, and he puts that in parentheses or in quotes, without any approvals. And virtual currency transactions cannot be reversed like normal bank or even PayPal transfers. Generally true, but as you pointed out, Daryl, there are exceptions. Ethereum is the number two cryptocurrency.
I got my Link Home security system delivered right to my door. I downloaded the app, and it walked me right through the easy setup. Even with my complicated router system, I was done in like 10 minutes. Now it notifies me whenever something moves in front of the wireless cameras, or I can just check it whenever I want right from my phone. And I got you a deal. Get three Blink cams for what the other guys charge you for one, plus an extra 10% off. Visit blinkprotect.com/FTL. blinkprotect.com/FTL. blinkprotect.com/FTL.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the state. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful full-featured Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core wallet that allows you to send and receive either currency with anyone anywhere in the world. The Bitcoin.com wallet supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. Download the Bitcoin.com wallet for easy and secure access to your Bitcoin Core and your Bitcoin Cash. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available for Android, iOS, Windows, Mac, and even Linux. Learn more at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
Cryptocurrencies are successful because of good technology. The liberty-loving voluntarists who founded Zencash in 2017 took the best tech, like zero-knowledge anonymity and decentralized autonomous organizations, and are creating a secure platform for money, messages, and media that can be sent to anyone, anywhere in the world. Zencash is a cryptocurrency dedicated to peace, anonymity, and decentralization. Find out more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You may join us right here toll free if you would like. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, everything from Bitcoin to video games we've talked about here tonight. a bit of a technology episode thus far. The attack is coming from the New York Times on cryptocurrencies, putting the word cryptocurrency in quotes, putting the word wallet in quotes, just sort of looking down its nose at the idea of crypto, saying it's unsafe, saying it's, you know, rife with fraud. And ultimately, cryptocurrencies themselves aren't rife with fraud. They're just a currency.
Now, I don't have an issue with them putting the word wallet in quotes, because it's not a physical wallet.
It's not the traditional wallet in what you're used to, but they're called wallets in the world of cryptocurrency. It's just, you know, putting things like that in quotes, especially the word cryptocurrency, just sort of suggests an attitude of, oh, this isn't a real thing.
Right.
You know, and it is a real thing. There's real hundreds of billions of dollars worth of value in the world of cryptocurrencies. It may be code. It may be ones and zeros, meaning that you can't hold it in your hand necessarily. But they're very, very real in that people will trade you other real things for them. I can go, as you did today, I believe you spent Dash, which is a cryptocurrency, on your dinner tonight. You bought a pizza.
I did, yes.
A whole pizza.
Yes, from a take and bake. So they, you know, use
they
gourmet
make it.
Ingredients. And
you bake it.
I baked it, and it was yummy, and I also had a blueberry soda.
Was that also paid for with Dash?
Yes, because I bought it at the same place that I bought the pizza.
And it works. So, yeah, it's a real thing. Whether the New York Times author here wants to, you know, admit that, he wants to focus on the scams. And there are real scams as well.
Let's point out that, you know, credit cards, for the most part, when you use them, it's also just ones and zeros that are being transferred around. When you use your checking account, you know, you might have to, you know, actually fill out a piece of paper, but then ones and zeros are being moved around. Your bank, the Bank of America, is not then sending $214.75 over to U.S. Bank when you write a check for that amount. It's ones and zeros that go between those banks.
Exactly right. Except the difference here, as the author points out, is that you're able to open up your own virtual currency wallet without any bank approval.
Good.
You don't have to sit there.
You used to, prior to the USA Patriot Act, you could just walk into a bank and say, my name is, I live at, I want to open an account.
Was it really that easy back then?
You didn't have to provide social security numbers.
Yeah.
You didn't have to provide forms of ID. Well, the bank may have requested ID, but there was no federal law that you had to provide ID. There was no federal law that you had to provide social security number. And I know because I've got friends that work at banks.
Who said that?
That after the Patriot Act went through, they were having to call a bunch of their old customers
to get their ID.
Hey, we need you to come in and give us these because we need these things to be on file. Yes, I know, Ms. Smith, you've had the account here for 45 years.
But we got to do it.
You've never given us this information, but we have to get it now.
Or else we'll close your account.
Yes.
Yeah. And that's because the banks are basically just tools of the Federal Reserve System, and they are, you know, there's very little difference between most of them.
Right. The banks are required to be members of the Federal Reserve System.
Or if they're a credit union, they're members
NCUA.
Of the National Credit Union Association. So, well, we'll continue here with more from the New York Times. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. But first, Dave Ridley is on the line with us. He's on Skype. Hello, Dave.
Boys, girls, and assorted malcontents.
No girls here tonight, just me and Daryl. Go ahead, though.
And or girls, and or assorting malcontents.
All right, what's
they might
mind?
Be listening.
So, in the spirit of supporting every, even the smallest thing that the Foundation for New Hampshire Independence does, I wanted to inform you of something small they've done.
I'm glad to hear they're doing something. It's you know, there's not enough news coming from the Foundation for New Hampshire Independence. I wish we heard about them doing something awesome every month.
Well, what I can do is make sure that if they do something, if they so much as breathe in and out, I will call you and tell you about it generally.
Great. I love what they stand for, which is, of course, New Hampshire declaring its independence from the United States government.
They have set up a, it would be considered a room, a room on Riot.
Okay. Riot is a chat platform that is I would say
fairly difficult to use.
Yeah, I would. It would be hard for me to recommend Riot as a chat platform to the average user. The only person who really would be interested in Riot is the user who has an appreciation for security, and that's a valuable thing to some people. But it's so secure, and this is a compliment. It's not going to sound like it, but it's a compliment to Riot. It's so secure, it's annoying as hell. And so you're always constantly, if you don't have, if you know the person you're talking to, like Daryl, you and I were in the same room here.
Yes.
If we're on Riot, we can get on the platform together and we can verify the security keys on each of our devices. So you've got a smartphone, you've got a laptop, I've got a laptop, a PC, and a smartphone, and we can spend 5 minutes checking and making sure that we are who we say we are. That way we can know to some extent that we're actually talking to the person who we believe that we're talking to. And the thing with Riot is it does this security key thing for every device that you have. So it's a very, very secure platform, but it also means that if you're in a chat room with a group of people, every time somebody comes in with a new device, which means the larger the group of people, the more likely somebody's going to get a new cell phone or add a laptop or something like that, then it'll pop up a warning and say, oh, there's somebody here with a new device. Have you verified this person's device yet? And you can either try to verify, which of course takes time, or you can just say, screw it, send the message to them anyway.
But what's more annoying is when people enter the room and then click only share this message with people that I have, done the
security thing.
Secure thing with.
Because then you can't read it.
And then you just get a chat room of, you can't view this message. You can't view this message.
Well, super secure.
It. What's the point?
Well, the point is security for people that are
interested.
Right,
but what's the point of me being in a chat room where all I get is, you can't view this message?
There's no point.
Right. Which is why I stopped using Riot.
Yeah. So anyway, go ahead with what's going on there. Dave.
I guess another problem with Riot might be the name that they had to come up with for their NH Independence room, which is so long that I'm not sure that I should say it on the radio, but I will. It's /NHIndependence.matrix.org. No, I'm sorry. /NHIndependence:matrix.org.
Yeah, that's have to have the /matrix.org.
And the hashtag thing is on all chat rooms and some kind of IRC sort of thing.
So the name of the room is only NH Independence, but you have to put the rest of that stuff in there to access it. And that has to do with the fact that the Riot platform is based on Matrix, which is a decentralized system for chatting. And that's a good thing. Like, it's good that it's not run centrally. It's good that anybody can spin up their own Matrix server and run their own rooms and connect to other Matrix servers. So, like, there's a lot of things for the security-minded and the sort of digital independence-minded people to like about the Riot platform. It's just not a platform that's going to get the average person excited.
If that's too complicated, then just go to NHExit, and you'll navigate your way to our Facebook.
There you go. Dave Ridley, thanks for the call here tonight. I like Riot. I like what they're trying to do. It does have, like, voice and video features. If you, can put up with the annoyances, it's pretty decent. There's more coming up.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hawaii was a wake-up call. Don't be caught without a disaster shelter. Atlas makes an all-disaster shelter that will protect your family from fallout, tornadoes, and hurricanes for only $99.99. That also includes the NBC air filtration system, solid steel construction with an airtight bulletproof door. That's right, for $99.99 and up. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER or go to iwantthatshelter.com. Atlas Survival Shelters, the world leader in fallout shelters.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. We invite you to join us on the radio waves here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Daryl.
All right, so you can join us here. You can bring up whatever you want. We've also got Skype. The Skype username is lrn.fm. Or call us on the Discord on-air call-in line. Go to discord.lrn.fm and join our Discord there. Ian and Daryl here as we tell you about the Blink Home Security System that you can get for your home or your small office. Go to blinkprotect.com/FTL to get yours. You get three Blink cams for what some of the other guys might charge you for one cam. These are wireless cameras, which means they're super easy to install. The worst part about security systems, in my experience, is the installation of them. You've got to drill holes. You've got to run wires, run them through walls. It's a pain in the butt. But if you've got a wireless system like you do with the Blink Protect system, then it's super easy. The Blink Home Security System can be yours, and all the batteries are included. You just unbox it, pop the batteries in, put the cameras where you want them, and set it all up wirelessly via your Wi-Fi-enabled device like a smartphone or tablet, and then you'll get the video clips of when something happens in front of your cams right on that very same device. Go to blinkprotect.com/FTL today. That's blinkprotect.com/FTL, like Free Talk Live. So we're talking about the virtual currency attack by the New York Times. They are trying to make The world of virtual currencies sound like a very scary place. They're talking about some of the scams, and let's be honest, there are scams involved, just like there are scams of people trying to take you for money on Craigslist, or yep. scams of people trying to take you for money by going to your bank and wiring them money. There are scams forever with money.
A scam that I don't think has really happened in quite a few years, because most people don't really do door-to-door sales anymore, but there used to be the home repair scams, or the driveway
painting.
You know, painting or driveway ceiling sort of. Oh, yeah, we'll come back on Friday and do this thing, but you've got to pay us now.
Mm-hmm. Or they'll do a job, but they'll do some cheap work and then disappear from town and
show up,
wash it off,
start doing the job. Oh, hey, we're taking lunch. We'll be back. And then they never come back,
all
but you've already
things.
Paid for the entire service.
And no amount of government licensing, no amount of government oversight or government regulations has stopped these scams from happening. So let's go on. The story here from the New York Times, again, talking about the recent drop in cryptocurrency prices, which has been pretty significant. I mean, there's been like a 50% drop going on here. Many schemes have been able to expand quickly, because they don't use bank accounts and therefore don't have to win approval from established institutions. Instead, they're able to use virtual currency wallets without any approvals. Now, that's a true statement. It is easier to get a virtual currency, a cryptocurrency wallet, than it is a bank account. And while I understand why somebody would say that's a bad thing from the perspective of, well, anybody who wants to scam can just go and get an account, it also is a good thing because there are billions of people in the world who are unbanked, as they call it.
Right.
People who don't have access either at all to a bank just because they don't exist in their area.
Or people like Jay Noon, former sometimes occasional co-host on this show, mm-hmm. where he doesn't have the documents that a bank would want.
Like a social security
for him to wind up opening a checking account.
Or a lot of people who are unbanked. Very few people are like Jay Noon, but there are some like
him. But there are people like him.
There are more people who've made mistakes in the past. You know, maybe when they were young, they did some irresponsible things with their money. They let a bank account lapse. They let it go into a negative balance. The bank tried to get them to settle it up, but because they were an irresponsible young person, they never did. And so the bank reports them to what's called check systems, which is one of the checking institutions out there that banks will run your information on. So when you go in to apply for an account, whenever that bank agent is tapping away on their computer, they're running you through check systems, and check systems is giving you a score, and the bank has a certain range in which they say, if the person scores in this range, open their account. If the person doesn't score in this range, tell them to have a nice day.
Right.
And we don't want their business. And so there are a lot of people who are unbanked because they can't get a bank account. If they wanted a bank account, they can't get it because they're blackballed
right.
from the banking system. That doesn't mean they're a bad person now. It just means they made some mistakes in their life. So anyway, and then there's people with bad credit, and then, you know, so on and so forth. There's all these people that can't access a bank, but there's nothing that stops those people from going to open up a cryptocurrency wallet. You can get a crypto wallet by just going and downloading one. Now, you probably want to go with the more renowned wallets rather than some, you know, new wallet that you've never heard of before, because
right.
you never know who's programming these things. But if you get a renowned wallet like, let's say, a Coinomi or a Blockchain.info or one of these ones that are out there and they've been there for a while.
And you're talking about some of the multi-currency wallets, but if you want, say, the Zencash wallet, you should get the wallet that has been created
from Zencash
by Zencash.
Right.
If you want the Dash wallet, they have a wallet that they have created.
That's right, the official wallet.
The official wallet. You don't want to go to the website Free Wallet because they request info. Yeah. I don't know if the wallets are bunk, but the first thing that happens when you download the wallet is login with Facebook.
Yeah, then you're attaching an identity to that wallet, whereas others don't require any kind of identity.
Right.
So again, they're trying to make that sound like it's a bad thing, but it's actually a really good thing that you don't have to ask anybody's permission. The length of time it takes to get a Bitcoin wallet or a cryptocurrency wallet is the amount of time it takes you to go to the Play Store or the App Store on your smartphone or wherever and download the wallet.
Yep.
I mean,
opening
up the wallet is super fast. You usually only have to punch in like a 4-digit lock code, and you're in. And that's it. You didn't have to ask anybody's permission. That's a perk. That's a benefit of using cryptocurrency. But they are correct that that also means that nobody really knows who is creating the wallets, and nobody really knows how many of the wallets that there are. And nobody, you know, even though these, some of these systems are public, even though the ledgers are public, you don't always know who is behind one of the wallets on the system. So, unless that person reveals that information, so if you were to go to bitcoin.freetalklive.com and you look there on our list of cryptos that we're accepting, then you can search the blockchain for our wallet address and you can see all of the donations that have been made to that particular wallet address. Because, again, it's a public address and we've associated that address with us.
Right.
So now people know. But if we hadn't done that, then you wouldn't know.
But even though you've, you know, publicly attached yourself to a specific wallet, there's no way for people to easily identify where any of those funds are going.
Not easily.
If any of those funds are going to another wallet that you control.
True.
You know, yeah, sure. If somebody wanted to scour and spend a bunch of time and energy, they could probably maybe figure it out, kind of. But then they don't necessarily know for certain.
Sure. That's absolutely true. So with regulators, back to the New York Times, slow to crack down, the private sector has taken on a more important role. Facebook announced last week they would no longer allow advertisements for virtual currency projects. On Friday, J.P. Morgan Chase and Bank of America said they would bar customers from using credit cards to purchase virtual currencies. Citigroup followed suit on Monday. For investors, some of what has caused the most concern are well-intentioned businesses set up in a hurry with little outside oversight or time to work out the kinks. Coincheck, which until last month was one of the largest exchanges in Japan, announced on January 26th that they had lost nearly $500 million of a virtual currency known as NEM in what appeared to be the largest hack to hit the industry. Traders have been particularly worried about the largest Bitcoin exchange in the world, Bitfinex, an unregulated operation that has provided few details about its operations, raising concerns about whether it's insolvent or involved in price manipulation. In the United States, even the most widely used virtual currency company, Coinbase, has struggled to keep up with demand, shutting down trading for hours at particularly important moments and attracting widespread complaints about its customer service. But the, and by the way, just because Coinbase is struggling to keep up with demand doesn't mean that that's a problem. That's just a growing pains that the company is having to deal with because they've been getting 100,000 signups a day.
Right. Nintendo was struggling to keep up with demand for the Nintendo Switch. Does that mean that video games should be regulated?
Yeah.
And they're a scam?
The toll-free number here tonight, 855-450-FREE like freedom. If you want to join us, you may do that. And you can take control of the airways. 855-450-3733. Coming up, what happens when you launch a Tesla into space? Daryl's got the latest on what's going on with SpaceX. We'll talk about that too here on Free Talk Live.
Live from the Verticon studio, this is the call to freedom. It's the crypto hour, right to you, my helium. 47 here on LRN.FM. When you kill the faucet,
what's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the states. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything that you want by dialing toll-free here. Our number is 855-450-FREE like freedom, 855-450-3733. We do have Skype as well. The Skype username is lrn.fm, and if you want to help support Free Talk Live, then please join the AMP program. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And that's a way for you, for $5 a month, to help support what we're doing here and working to bring new radio stations on board with the show. There's a new station that I have yet to announce that we'll be announcing within the next, I think, day or so. So I'm looking forward to that. And more on the immediate horizon, all thanks to listeners like you for becoming amplifiers. And you get cool perks as well, like amp-only Discord chats. We get the Discord amp chat voice chat room and the text chat room for amplifiers. Also, that includes LRNFM Patreons and Twitch subscribers. So anybody who contributes some sort of form of money to what we do here, you get access to those special rooms on Discord. AMP-only Facebook group, that's for amplifiers only, the AMP-only call-in lines, and more. The AMP-only podcast, also. Go and get all the details, get signed up, use any major credit card, use PayPal, use Bitcoin Core. It's up to you how you sign up, but please do, because it makes a big difference for us, and honestly, the AMP numbers have been dwindling over the last couple few years. In fact, we're getting close to only around 200 people that are on the AMP program right now. There were a bunch of names that I had to remove that had not been removed from the active database. Even though they weren't being charged, they were still being counted towards the total.
Interesting.
And so we had like $500 worth of AMPs that wasn't really there. So we thought we had $2,700 worth of AMPs. Turns out it was more like $2,200 worth of AMPs per month. So we can use your help if you aren't an amplifier, or maybe if you think you are an amplifier but you didn't realize your account got canceled. You might want to double check. Go to amp.freetalklive.com and get signed up there and get all the cool perks and bonuses. That's amp.freetalklive.com. Back to the story here. From the New York Times, the attack on cryptocurrencies and Bitcoin, trying to make it sound like it is an area that is rife with scams. And there are scams, but there's scams whenever you're dealing with money. And cryptocurrency, whether these old school banker types like it or not, is money. It is being used as money. It is valuable. It is maybe it's 50% less valuable today than it was 2 months ago. But keep in mind, today it's still like five times as valuable as it was a year ago. And when I say it, I mean Bitcoin.
Right.
But many of the other ones are also much more valuable today than they were just 1 year ago. So it's important to keep things in perspective. If you look at the price of a Bitcoin from a moment-to-moment thing, then it's up, it's down all day long. But if you look at the long term, the long range, you can see the trend over time has been to go upwards with cryptocurrencies. Back to the story here. So they mentioned that Coinbase has been struggling to keep up with demand, even shutting down their trading for hours at particularly important moments. But goes on the article, it says, the biggest number of incidents has cropped up around so-called initial coin offerings, in which entrepreneurs sell custom virtual currencies to investors to raise money for software that they're building. About 890 projects raised over $6 billion last year, a 6,000% increase over the year before, according to ICO data.io, which tracks the offerings. And that's true. There has been an ICO craze in the last year where people are just pouring money into all kinds of ideas, many of which may never even see the light of more than a drawing board.
The vast majority of them, according to data that I've seen, never go past, we have an idea,
right,
buy our token.
But, you know, back in the highly regulated days of the internet bubble, these were all corporations that were traceable that people were pouring money into and losing their butts on, some of them.
Yep.
So again, whether there's regulations or not isn't going to be a factor here, because anybody who wants to do an ICO on a cryptocurrency can do that from some other location. They don't have to do it from within the United States. They can do it anywhere.
Right.
And because these are international currencies, all of them, you can send from anywhere in the world into one of these things. And the ICO, even though there are scams within them, is a great idea because it decentralizes fundraising.
And you know? There are even scams within some of the scams.
Like what?
People set up a phishing site and wind up having funds that are supposed to be going to the ICO to a completely separate wallet.
So they're acting like they're the ICO, but they're not the ICO, and they're getting people to think they are and just send money and then they never get back.
And, you know, who's to say that, you know, some of these ICOs that did wind up getting fished weren't actually planning to follow through on all of the stuff?
Yeah.
You know, I'm just thinking that... You know, like 90-some-odd% wind up not actually delivering, so chances are that the ones that have been fished weren't actually going to wind up being able to follow through on what they said they were going to do anyway.
Yep. Yeah, that's true. There's definitely, you know, beware, buyer beware. If you haven't done your research and you're looking to put money into something, whether it's an ICO or whether it's an IPO or whatever, you could lose your investment.
Right.
It doesn't matter if it's regulated or not. Whether an industry is regulated has no bearing on whether or not you're going to lose your investment.
Right.
Regulations, you know, aren't going to stop a bad businessman or a bad idea or whatever.
Casinos are regulated. You could go in there and lose put all
fortune.
Your money on, you know, black, and then one spin of the roulette wheel, and you've lost your money.
the $240 million raised through one of the most successful initial coin offerings last year, Tezos, is already frozen in a dispute between the founders of the project and the board they created in Switzerland. Even established companies like Kodak have ended up chasing the riches without doing proper due diligence. The company delayed its own initial coin offering after it was revealed that the people assisting the venture had problematic histories and little relevant experience. Most of the newer virtual currency projects borrow their basic design from Bitcoin, which uses a network of computers to maintain its records so that no central government or authority is needed. That design has allowed Bitcoin and other virtual currencies to grow as fast as they have, with no regard for international borders, attracting followers from Zimbabwe to South Korea. It has also allowed some of the most talked about uses of the technology, helping people escape hyperinflation in Venezuela or transfer money across borders with lower fees. But it has also allowed in a lot of bad actors. Quote, "It's a perfect storm for the kind of scammy activity we're seeing, and it's not obvious to me how that is easily removed," said Fred Wilson, a partner at the venture capital firm Union Square Venture and one of the earliest advocates of Bitcoin in the Silicon Valley. Quote, "Regulation, ideally prudent and informed regulation, can help, but we may also need to have a big correction to really clean things up," unquote.
Prudent and informed regulation
can help remove scammy activity, he claims.
No. I'm just thinking about prudent and informed regulation, not what he's saying it can do. But wouldn't that basically be regulation created by the market, not some government regulation?
Well, I mean, generally regulations are government regulations, but yeah, if you're talking about some sort of market certification or self-regulation, then, I mean, I suppose.
Right, that would be prudent and informed, because when we're talking about government regulations, we're either talking about some large legislative body that is setting the regulation based on what they've heard a handful of people speak about in a committee hearing, or
like happened here in New Hampshire,
a government bureaucrat that knows what they've heard based off of maybe somebody saying something in a committee hearing and also a lot of hearsay. And it's not really that informed because they're not getting, you know, all sides of the info.
Well, it depends on how how we look at the word prudent. I mean, the term means acting with or showing care and thought for the future. So from the perspective of a venture capital firm or somebody else who's calling for government regulation, it may indeed be prudent for the government to push some sort of regulations because it might benefit the future of the venture capital firm or benefit the future of the agency that's pushing for the regulation. So from their perspective, it may indeed be prudent regulations because it helps them stay alive and compete in an unfair marketplace that the government has been promulgating.
But it's not well informed because they're only getting
one
side of the story.
Good point. I was only talking about the prudent aspect of it here. So there are people like this guy who want to have the government come in. And if you look at the ICO thing, that's something that puts venture capital firms at a disadvantage because these are groups that historically you've had to go to if you've got an idea and you want to pitch an idea or a new product or something and get them to sign on board with it. But now with ICOs, you can just go to the crowd and crowdsource it.
Right, but not only that, but also through, you know, like the venture capitalist IPO sort of things, somebody with $200 is not allowed to invest large amounts of money to invest.
Right, so the ICOs are a threat to the traditional investment system, if you will. We got more coming up here. Full hour to go on Free Talk Live. We're going into space next with the latest on SpaceX. What's going on there? Daryl's going to share that coming up, and you can take control of the airways on Free Talk Live.
If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, Do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.